And in this segment of Bright New Voices, the Balboa Press Hour, we are discussing the insightful book, Choosing Your Power. Author Dr. Wayne Purnell, and number one international best-selling author, clearly provides the concrete tools you will need to make your dreams a reality. He addresses fear, determination, dedication, and other things that bring you closer or prevent you from achieving your goals. Dr. Wayne Purnell, I know that people lovingly call you Dr. P, so I will refer to you as that during our interview. Thank you so much for being on the air with us today.
Jen, what a great day to be stepping into your space and really owning it. And truly just stepping in and choosing your power. Great to be here.
Oh, we're so happy to have you here, Dr. P. Well, before we get into the specifics of your book, Choosing Your Power, I understand that something with pizza triggered some changes in your life. What happened?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so a few years back, when I was 42, I had a lot of success behind me. But you know what? My life was upside down, and I needed to get away, find some space, get my headspace, and I went to my brother's house. He lives in Nevada, and I found myself sitting on his living room floor, sort of rocking back and forth and pulling at the strands of carpet. And he's like, hey, what do you want to do? He was trying to cheer me up. And he goes, what do you want to do? Should we get a pizza? Let's get a pizza. I tell you what, let's get a pizza. I'm like, cool, go get a pizza. That's cool. He's like, okay, I'm going to order one. And he gets the phone book, and he starts to dial, and he yells to me this question. Hey, what do you like on your pizza? And I'm like, pineapple and olives, that's fine. And he starts to punch in the button to dial for the pizza, and I burst into tears. And he looks at me, and he's like, he hangs up the phone, closes the phone book, walks over, puts his arm around me, and he goes, dude, it's just a pizza. Here's the thing. Nobody has ever asked me that question before. And he was like, what? I go, look, nobody asked me what I like on my pizza. And I gave you the answer that was so easy. It's the thing that we always ordered for the kids. There was no argument. And I realized that I gave you the answer that was the go along to get along answer. And if I've been going along to get along, and if I've been giving up my power and my choices on the small things, what about the big things in my life? And I started to shake, and everything fell into place at that point. It was like, oh my gosh.
That's incredible. Absolutely an incredible story. And so did that experience just make you aware of your choices? I mean, in your book, you include a list of 10 words that we should eliminate from our vocabulary. From that point forward with the pizza, were you starting to become aware of these small actions that you take on a daily basis that really can have long-lasting results?
Yeah, small things do, you know, and it had been building up and building up. And I do have 10 watchwords, and language is so powerful. So the top three are why, but, and should. And why is just so blameful and shameful. And if you think about it, why, the only answer, if someone goes, well, why? Why did you do that? Why are you wearing those shoes? Why'd you order that? The only answer to that question is because. And you either answer it as someone who's trying to acquiesce, because I like it, or you answer it as what I call an obstreperous adolescent, which is, why the F not? You know, it's like, whoa, you know, big pushback. And so really, instead of asking why, ask what or how. And it's like, well, huh, that's a different choice than I would make. What about that you like? And that creates a conversation. That doesn't create a push away. The second one is but. You know, I think a lot of our listeners know this one. But negates everything that's come before it. The most dramatic time I heard this happen, you know, I do a lot of leadership work, and I heard this manager, he stood up in front of the group and he goes, hey, July and August were really great months, but we still have 2 weeks left in September. And it was like, well, were July and August great months, but we still have 2 weeks left in September? Did we do well? Did we not do well? And I always substitute that with a swallowed syllable, and. It's really fast, and you barely hear it. And the whole meaning changes. So substituting what or how instead of why, substituting and instead of but. And then there's should. Should. So Fritz Perls, who was the founder of Gestalt psychology, said that shoulds are poop, and there's no reason to should all over yourself or anyone else. You know, it's like no shoulds, right? So you can't should have something. I can't should have called you. I can't should have left sooner. I can't should have, right? So what can you do moving forward? Because otherwise should is really trying to blame.
Small words that we use hundreds of times a day, just hearing you talk about them and the way we can shift them is really profound. I want to move along. I could talk to you about that for an hour alone. But I do want to talk to you a little bit about a chapter in the book that you have, and it's called Relation-ship. So relationship.
Yeah.
And you really break it into its Latin roots. You break it down. What impact does breaking that word down have on the way that people look at their relationships?
Awesome. So this is like a quiz then, you know, relationship. I'm in a relationship. It sounds like such a static thing. I'm in a relationship. And it's not. Re, if we go to the Latin roots, re means what? If I redo something, I'm doing it again, right? So re is again. Lation is the way things interact or come together. And ship is not a big boat. Ship is a state of being. So a relationship is the state of coming together again. And people forget that. People forget that every moment when you wake up and you see your partner, you're seeing a different partner. You have the opportunity for a different day. And you're different. See, here's the thing. The same way that you've changed day over day, moment by moment, you've got to allow for that partner to grow. You've got to see that. A relationship isn't static. It is the act of coming together again.
You know, we are just scratching the surface of this book. If our listeners are intrigued, I just want them to know that this is just the tippy-tippy top of the mountain of your book and the messages and what you have to say. Before I let you go, Dr. P, I want to give you an opportunity to talk to us about the dynamic leader programs that you've developed and how our listeners and other people can get involved.
Thanks so much, Jen. Yeah, you know what? I do see everybody as a leader because you're being looked at by somebody. Somebody's watching you, which means that you're out there. You're somebody who is worth watching. And so I developed the Dynamic Leader Programs, which is basically they start with a blog. So I invite each of you to step into dynamicleader.com. There will be a pop-up. Enter your name, enter your email, and you get Wednesdays with Wayne. That comes to you. It's inspirational. And then, you know, once you're on that site, look around. There's books, Choosing Your Power, or at this point, four of the other books that I've written as well. There's online courses. So, you know, as much as you want to engage with me and learn more about the writing and build yourself during that process. And then if you want to work with me directly, there's that too. I do have a retreat coming up. There's always stuff going on. So retreat. Check out stuckatthetop.com. But in the meantime, I think everybody can get a little something out of dynamicleader.com.
And they absolutely can. And I want to mention, you do have your own personal website, waynepernell.com, P-E-R-N-E-L-L. But if everyone goes to dynamicleader.com, they can access your site from there. So that really is home base for our listeners. Dr. P, thank you so, so much for coming on our program today.
So fun. So great to be here, Jen. Thank you.